believe that. Tonight I'm going to present a message that is inside of me, and it is it feels different this time around. I don't feel nervous necessarily because of my content. I don't feel nervous because I know that it is truly something I know that the Lord is wanting to specifically tell this church. I'm not even nervous in the fact that it's going to be too deep for someone in the house tonight, because it's something very simple. Matter of fact, it's something that the church is currently involved in doing for this month. You know what we're doing every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday? Prayer. I feel very strongly about what we're going to hear tonight from the Lord. What I'm nervous about and what makes me anxious is how one might receive what saith the Lord. Again, it's not going to be very deep. It's not going to be very, very, it's not going to be very complicated. But I know I have heard from God. And I will tell you, I have some things I'm going to share with you. And even in the service tonight, the Lord has confirmed his word already. And I'm happy for that. Amen. And I just want to say on the outset that this church is primed to see a revival that's unprecedented. And I mean that. Your families are primed for revival. Does someone believe that tonight? Does someone believe that you can have revival not just in this church, but in your specific family? Family members right now that aren't sitting in this pew on a Sunday night in a year from now? Can anyone get a hold of that? Let's just pray before we start. Heavenly Father, your presence is so strong right now. Help me, Lord Jesus, to be a vessel. Unstop our ears, Lord, that someone's faith might be strengthened tonight. That someone's heartbeat, Lord Jesus, for their family, God, may be renewed. God, I pray, Lord Jesus, in the next few moments, Lord God, this simple word, God, that you've given this flesh, Lord God, this clay, Lord God, may it go forth, Lord Jesus. May it be to go forth effectively in your precious name. Wow. I'm in charge of restocking the water. It looks like I need to restock the water again. Like Brother Lou, when I feel the presence of the Lord, I'm a crier. For the past few months, there has been what I would call a growing and building anticipation what God is doing in the families of this church. Lord, help me. I've literally been just amazed about how already I've seen the Spirit of God begin to transform families. In some instances, I've watched as the Lord has given physical healing to my own personal friends. And I've witnessed personal prayers in my own life as God has restored relationships and strengthened my own family. I've also, as Pastor read our mail this morning, have had to endure fruits of my own personal choices is I've been prone sometimes to slip into bad habits, not necessarily sinful. And I felt at a personal crossroads several months ago, I felt the Lord challenge me. And I've been doing everything in my power to right the ship in some areas of my life. What that makes me is normal. For the past few weeks, I have had time to decompress from the pressures of December, and I've sought the Lord in a way I can only describe as unrelenting. And I say this for two reasons. I want to confirm the word that was preached this morning. And secondly, I just want to say out loud that if you're struggling tonight, you're not the only one. If you're struggling in your walk, it's not just you. Don't feel like you're the only one, that you're isolated, that you see other things happening and over here and over there, but you just walk and you feel hollow. You feel empty. You just come to church out of duty, out of habit. I have sought the face of God is what to say tonight. From time to time, the Lord has allowed me a special season where I feel like I am as close to God as I can ever be. And I usually, during those seasons, I know when the pastor is going to text or call me prior to. And that's not to say I'm special. It's just to say I'm getting to know my pastor's scheduling of ministers. And I wish I could tell you he has a formal schedule, but his schedule is whatever he feels. And it's kind of a humorous topic in the ministry team. But last night, about 2:30, the Lord woke me up about 2:15. I specifically remember my eyes popping open at 2:15. And I felt that draw to go pray. Has anyone felt that before? I wish I could stand here and tell you that's exactly what I did. I didn't. I rolled over. I went back to sleep. But as I dozed off, and promised to get back up earlier or a little bit later, that's not what God had in mind. Within about 2 minutes, a tooth of mine that has been bothering me for the last month began to throb. It's called a snooze button. So I laid there for another 4 or 5 minutes, waiting for the pain to subside, not wanting to move. Very tired, and I dozed back off, only to be woken again in about 4 or 5 minutes by baby Sophia, who usually she's been sleeping through the night. And by 2:35, I was wide awake. I popped out of bed and said, "Lord, I'm praying. I'm coming." I told my wife she was awake. I said, "I gotta go pray," and she goes, "Go for it." And as I walked into the living room, same tears that that you're seeing now came to my eyes, and a burden for this church came over me. This something that I can't say it happens all the time, but it just kind of just rested on me, and I just waited. I couldn't say a word. There's times you go to prayer and you have your list, and there's times you go to prayer and you just keep quiet. And this was one of those moments where I just wanted to hear from God. And finally, after a few moments, I wasn't keeping track of time. I want to read you what I remember. I don't remember how long this, it wasn't very long. It was a few moments, maybe it was a few minutes, maybe it was 20 minutes, I don't know. But this is what I felt like, this the specific word that I have felt in my heart all day. As I was in prayer, I had my eyes closed, and I looked upon the scene, and I heard the Lord's voice tell me to say this: tell my people I'm a jealous God. And I will consume everything they want or they do, for I am a consuming fire. Remember how my prophet prayed, and my fire consumed not only the sacrifice, but the water, the wood, the stone. Remember how I led my people by a cloud by day and protected them as a fire by night. Remind them as I reminded you, even though my presence was in the temple so heavily it became difficult for anyone to see, that the fire did not fall until after my servant prayed. I'm looking for a people who are willing to be consumed by my spirit at all costs. But it starts with prayer. I could see vividly the scenes that I just described repeat themselves, looping in my mind's eye. I could even see myself standing behind this very pulpit saying these very words. I could see Elijah standing beside what would must have been mistaken for a wall as an altar that he built. And I watched the fire fall from the sky, striking the top, and within seconds it turned to a vapor. I could see the lights in the distance, even though it might have been dark, possibly what it might have seemed like as the children of Israel were in the wilderness. And all I could feel was the peace of God and the love of God. And knowing and no doubt in my mind that it was truly God and not some late night pizza party. As I prepared tonight, I took those words and began to search scripture. And the word has confirmed what I have spoken to you tonight, because in Deuteronomy 4:24, the Bible says, "For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God." Numbers 9:16 says, So it was always the cloud covered it by day and the appearance by night. Zechariah 2:4-5 says, and said unto him, "Run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls, the multitude of men and the cattle therein. Therefore, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her." In 2 Chronicles 7:1-4, I won't read the whole passage of scripture, but it says here in the beginning, "Now when Solomon had made the end of praying, a fire came from heaven and consumed the burnt offerings and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house." I could continue on and continue on as the word continues to confirm what was spoken to me. In 1 Corinthians 3:13, it says, "Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. And if any man's work shall abide, which he hath built, wherein he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer a loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." 1 Kings 18, I'll skip down to, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stone and the dust and licked up the water which was in the trench. The Lord our God is a consuming fire. There's something that has to begin to stir in our hearts tonight. Because as I heard my bishop preach on Friday night, we can have worship. And worship's wonderful. I believe in worship. I'm a worship leader. I love to lead in worship. But I want the fire. I want the fire. See, you can imitate worship. You could put lights up and you could put strobes up and you can get a band together and everyone can feel good. But after it's done, it's just a concert. We all feel good together. But that's not what this church needs. This church needs the fire. I don't want to continue just to pray fireless prayers. I don't want to preach fireless messages. I don't want to go through fireless motions. There's something about fire. I want to be consumed. As the prophet said here, I want it to be like the word of God to be like, what does it say? Fire shut up in my bones. See, church, this region, it doesn't need our pomp and our circumstance. It needs the fire. It needs the Spirit of God. I have no doubt in my mind that not only has God primed this church for revival, but I do believe that the fuse that has been lit is not a very long one. I don't think we're going to have to wait months and months and months. But what I do believe is that the Lord is wanting to prepare this group right now in this room. The Lord has positioned every single one of us. And as we are in this season of prayer, as we are in this season of fasting, we need to be ready for the fire. I told you it's very simple. But as Pastor so put it this morning, we go through seasons and we tend to go through cycles in our personal lives and we tend to kind of go through the same thing over and over. Maybe the faces are different. Maybe the circumstances are different. I'm walking through one of those cycles right now. And I've prayed, Lord God, I feel like I'm a first grader all over again. And maybe you can relate to that. Or maybe you're more mature and way past that. But I believe that the church specifically is at a crossroads. We talked specifically about individuals, but I do believe that this church is at a crossroads. And what the Lord is trying to tell us tonight is the church is to be on fire. See, I'm not willing to wander anymore. I don't want to just go and look back and after 50, 60 years, wonder where we might have done better. I want to pray prayers that bring fire from heaven. I want to have such a relationship with God that He can whisper my name and doesn't need to use a toothache to wake me up. It doesn't need to use an infant to get me out of bed. I want not just our pastor, Brother Abe, going to doors. I want you to have the sensitivity that if you're just driving by on the road in a neighborhood and you decide the Lord whispers something in your ear to stop, and you stop and you don't know why, but you're just being obedient. That's the fire falling in your car. and you walk up, and you walk up with that sensitivity, you knock on that door, and you go, I don't know why I'm here, but I feel like the Lord's directed me here. My name's my name is John. Is there anything I can do to help? I'm talking about having a sensitivity in our prayer life. Where it's not just, Lord, I pray for this person and pray for it, and you go through your list. But you're hearing the voice of God. I want to see families restored in this church. We talk about the children and grandchildren, but I want to see the families restored in this church. I want to see your families restored in this church. I want to see wives who are here without their husbands tonight. A year from now, I don't want them to turn and see their husbands sitting next to you. Husbands that are by themselves. I want to see their wives and your sons and your daughters sitting next to you. I have the audacity to challenge this church to pray big prayers. With confidence, with big prayers. I don't know else how to say this, but I know what I saw in my prayer. I saw the fire fall. And I know what I feel in my spirit tonight. I don't have the eloquence of others. But I have the word of God. And the word of God tells me when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and they were all with one accord in one place, there was suddenly came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house and where they came or and where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God or the Spirit of God gave them utterance. What I want to point out tonight in this as I close, I'm not very long tonight, I know. There was unity in the house. And there wasn't one person in that house that wasn't affected by the fire. And as I conclude tonight, I want to draw into those who are even on what you feel might be on the fringe. I want to talk to the fringe folks. I want to talk to those who maybe show up on Sunday mornings or you come on Sunday nights, you kind of do your thing. This fire is for you too. I want to talk to those who might be feeling a little weaker in their walk right now, or might feel as if it's maybe, this fire. I want to talk to the person that feels wounded right now. I want to talk to that person that has just been through just the most awful things. And I'm telling you, this fire is for you. I don't want to go through another cycle. I'm not talking about numbers. I'm not talking about physical numbers. Churches ebb and flow and they go through cycles as it is. But I don't want to go through another cycle where I feel like I'm back at square one again. Where I feel like I have to learn how to pray again. I feel like I have to learn how to get the hold of God again. See, you're chuckling about the prayer cloths. Well, I will have pretty holy laundry for the next couple of weeks because the prayer cloth I took got washed in my pants. I forgot about it. See, I make mistakes like that. But what I do know is that the season that we're in right now, each and every one of you There's a calling right now. The Lord wants to use you. He wants you to be spirit. He wants you to be led by the Spirit in everything that you do. It's things as mundane as folding laundry, things as mundane as getting fuel in the car, things as mundane as living your life, because God's about your life. I told someone the other day, yesterday actually it was, and it kind of took them, they never heard this before, and I didn't think it was that profound. I said, you know, I feel strongly that if you forsake your family and can't bring the light of Christ into your family, I almost question what kind of Christian you are. I think you should be friends with your family members. I think you should be able to love your mom and dad. And you still can have your walk. And you still can be separate. And you still can have to make some difficult. Well, you can do that. But for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. And they kind of looked at me funny because I've got some family members that are off on the deep end. And they just don't understand this and that. And I said, no. We are all a family in the church. And the Lord wants to burn some things out of us. So the one thing I have for an altar call tonight, and I don't know where this is going to go. I'm just going to turn it over to Pastor. I just feel this so strongly. I want us to continue to pray, but begin to pray earnestly for the fire. Not just pray, but I'm talking about you have days left. We need to pray. We need to get our prayers to be earnest prayers. We need to continue to pray for lost and for the broken. We need to pray that His Spirit consumes everything in our lives that need to be consumed. We need to continue to pray for one another. We need to continue to pray for open doors and for wisdom. And we need to pray that this church can be an epicenter for fire. I want the fire. It's simple. It's so simple. You're not going to go to Matthew Henry commentary and I want the fire. I want the fire. I want to be able to pray, lay hands on people, and have healing. I want to be able to have wisdom and a word of knowledge to come and help a family get back together. I want to be able to be on the job and be able to have wisdom and how to work efficiently and effectively so my light can shine at work so I can be a good employee and a good example. I want my light to shine, but I want the fire. I want us to begin to pray. If you want to pray at your seat, pray at your seat. If you want to come up front, come up front. But I know that I've heard from God. The Lord is igniting something in each and every one of us. The Lord is wanting a fiery church, a church that can shine a light. That's all I have. That's the word that I have tonight. You can take it for what it is. You can take it and apply it to your life. You can just take it and do whatever you want with it. But Lord Jesus, I pray right now, as we find a place to pray, Father, I pray right now, Jesus. God, I pray for the families of this church. God, have been decimated, Lord God, by circumstances, Lord Jesus. God, about things out of their control, Lord God. I pray, Lord Jesus, right now. God, I pray for a fire, Lord Jesus, to be lit in our spirits, Lord God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that we just simply don't go through the motions anymore. God, that we don't take for granted our prayer, Lord Jesus. We don't take for granted, Lord God, how you direct us, Lord God. We don't take for granted anymore, Lord Jesus, our relationship we have with you. God, that it's not just a custom. It's not just a tradition. Lord God, burn all that aside, Lord Father. Custom and tradition, Lord God. I don't want to have that, Lord God, if it takes me away from you. Lord Jesus, I pray right now, Lord God, for every single person in this room, every person that might be listening online right now, that the fire might fall in their living room right now, in their car, Lord Jesus, whatever it might be. God, I pray, Lord God, a special anointing rest upon each and every one of us, Lord Jesus. Oh, no, my son, ta la 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 la